Now join our hearts and voices in a time for prayer this morning. There are just a couple of prayers to add to the list that is on the back of your bulletin. We're going to uplift today Twyla Randall. Received the news this morning that she had a fall yesterday, and she's kind of assessing what happened in the fall, but we want to uplift Twyla. We'll also pray for Aberly, who has a fever today, for Mike, and also a woman who has a concern. Her name is Alicia, not my wife, another Alicia. Lift her in prayer as well. Let us bow our heads. Let us pray for the whole people of God in Christ Jesus and for all people according to their needs. Heavenly Father, we see with Joseph's brothers what a guilty conscience does to selves and relationships. As we journey with him and look to the cross of Christ through it all, we thank you for the invitation to confess our sins and through your Son to receive forgiveness and grace. Create in me a clean heart, O God.
And renew a right spirit within me.
Bless us in this Lenten season in all we do, serving you in our respective vocations, families, homes, and relationships with others. Give us strength and courage as we live as your witnesses and speak your truth in love. Create in me a clean heart, O God.
And renew a right spirit within me.
Be with those whose hearts are far from you, that their guilt be relieved, doubts be conquered, fears be given to peace, dread given to joy, and hopelessness given faith and trust in you. Be especially with those that request our prayers this morning. Lord, we pray for your providence and hand to touch and to uphold Twyla today. We thank you that we are connected to her via communication and pray that she would know your presence and know our presence with her too from a distance. For Aberly, as she has a fever, pray for better health for her today and that would turn soon. For Mike, pray that your hands would heal him and be with him in his time, as well as Alicia as she faces some potential transitions with her husband and changes in her life. Lord, for those silent hurts and pains that are there in our hearts today, or maybe from a long, long time ago, even 10 years ago, Lord, we pray that you would address those and comfort us and give us courage to have those hard conversations, to reach out and have restored relationships. Also, those names we mentioned now, Kai, Holly, Joe and Caroline, Melody and Brad, Bob, Tim and Raina, Bev, Tom and Shannon, Steve, Mike and Brent, Courtney, Joyce, Brett, Cole, Betty, Riley, Spencer, Tom and Donna, Kathy, Katie, Larry, Bill, Wally, Jan, Ellie. For the Ewing family, those in their family, especially that are refugees in Poland, for those in harm's way in Ukraine, Lord, for peace to break out both in Russia and Ukraine and throughout our land, we do pray for restoration and for communication channels to be restored and opened. For Kathy, Stella, Joe, Dennis, for comfort, and for, if it is his time, to be released and taken by you, for peace to be in that family. Thank you for restored, for watching Mark over his surgery, for Madeline and her concern, health concern. Be with Judy, recovering from surgery, Bernice, Jen and Gabriel, Steve and Sue, and Tim. Lord, we pray for all those who do face struggles in their earthly journeys. Create in me a clean heart, O God,
and renew a right spirit within me.
Grant us our daily bread, preserve us from greed and selfish cares, and help us to trust in you to provide for all our needs, rejoicing always in your fatherly care. Create in me a clean heart, O God,
and renew a right spirit within me.
It is into your hands, O Lord, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.